Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Hum Finance. Now, with Hum Finance, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from their many, many retail partners like Easy Living Interiors, B&Q, Harvey Norman, DID Electrical, DFS, the list goes on and on and on. And they've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty. And if you fancy something more adventurous like a new bike, Hum can help you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. And Katie, actually, you have used Hum Finance on a couple of occasions.
Yes, I have, and the listeners are probably sick of hearing this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I've used Hum on two different occasions, but all iPad related actually.
Okay,
Fantastic service, basically
what it enables you to do is to buy something today that you may not have the money for right now.
Yes, yeah.
And spread the cost of it over a period of months.
Take some of the pressure off rather than going and spending 800, 900 quid in one go and making a big lump in your month's, you know, your month's budget. It's brilliant. Yeah,
really
fantastic.
Is. Okay.
Yeah.
And very easy to apply for and all that.
I wasn't actually going to use it. I was on Harvey Norman and was going to pay. And then it came up on my, literally at the checkout. And I was like, oh, I never even thought. And I was like, go for it and see. So you have to actually, it will bring you into the website where you apply for, you sign up, apply. And within literally 30 seconds, I had an answer. And within 5 minutes, I had the item bought. Within an hour, I had it picked up.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, Hum Finance is Flexify Europe. Trading as Hum is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. And we'd like to thank Hum for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message into us by email over the weekend. And our email address, by the way, is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Adrian, don't say my name, please, if you talk about this. And we're going to just, we're going to call this person Barry, okay? Now, Barry isn't actually his name, but we're going to call him Barry by way of referencing to him. Anyway, I'm actually sitting here in tears. My brother died at the end of February after a long battle with cancer, leaving behind a wife and two children aged 7 and 10. I've always been very close with my sister-in-law, but I am beyond shocked, hurt, and angry after finding out this morning that she is already seeing a new man who she says she really likes and thinks it could be something. Less than 3 months after my brother died. She was with my brother 20 years and married for 12 years. God forgive me, but his body isn't even cold. I just can't understand how she could be with someone else so soon after. I don't begrudge her happiness, but this is just wrong in my opinion. I can't even look at her. My fiance thinks I'm being cold and unfair, but Jesus Christ, barely 4 months. Would anyone else feel the same? Should I tell her how I feel? And that's from a guy called Barry. Katie, your thoughts on this? 3 months and she's dating a new fella.
Yeah, look, I'm all for someone finding happiness and everything like that. But when I read it, the first thing that did come to my mind was that seems very, very soon.
Soon for what?
Soon to be getting with someone else. Especially because there's kids involved, I would be concerned about the kids, you know. My thinking on it would be, you know, God forbid if it were me, put all my energy and focus into the kids. Now, I know it's not me. And
I have no doubt she has been putting all her energy and attention. Don't forget, firstly, her husband died after a long battle with cancer. So he'd been sick for a long time.
I know.
So it's,
and first of all, condolences.
Absolutely.
To this to this family because nobody is winning. Like the sister who sent this in, the guy's sister and the wife, it's awful.
Okay, but you still think 3 months is too soon?
I think it's soon. No, I don't know. Like, I can't.
Who writes the rules?
Nobody writes the rules. That's the thing. For me, it would be too soon. I'm not going to sit here and say she's this, that, and the other. I don't know this woman. I don't know the situation. But if I'm commenting on the situation and the time frame, to me, I just think 3 months seems quite soon to move on after 20 years of being with someone and being with nobody else. It would take a long time.
The question is, you know, she knew for a long time that her husband was dying.
Yeah.
So she'd been well prepared for it. Mm. The kids were probably well prepared for it.
I don't think anything can ever prepare you.
Okay, but anyway,
you can know it's coming, but I think it can still rip the heart out of you when it comes. You know, thankfully, I've not been in the situation. I've never had to experience it, thank God. So I can't even imagine. Like I say, everyone's different how they deal with grief, and grief is a funny thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it's so personal to different people, and there's so many different ways of overcoming it and dealing with it. But 3 months to me, just if I was the sister in the deceased sister in this situation, I certainly wouldn't say anything to her. Would I be hurt? Or probably I'd be concerned about my nephews or my niece or whatever it is they have. It just 3 months, it's 12 weeks after 20 years with someone. It just think it seems soon, and that's, I'm not judging this woman.
Are judging her.
Even commenting,
you are actually judging.
Do you want me to lie and say
Well, then don't say you're not judging her, because you absolutely are.
I'm judging the
situation.
Think
it's far too quick.
I don't know this woman personally.
She was married for 12 years. She was with him 20 years. She'd known for a long time that he was going to pass.
My husband, I'm with him 20 years, and if he passed, it would just be, I don't know. I just don't think my head would go there for a long time, if ever.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off with Eddie.
How are you guys? This is a very interesting topic today, and I'm sure it's a situation that many people find themselves in when their partner passes away, especially at a younger age. And we all grieve at different speeds. You know, there's no set time limit for grief. However, I do think 3 months is a bit sudden. You have to take into consideration the person who's passed away's brothers, sisters, loved ones, or your own kids. They might not be ready to move on as quick as you. As I said, there's no set time limit, but I do think 3 months is a bit too soon. And possibly, I don't know, maybe 7 months to 9 months maybe, and then I'd imagine things are a tad easier, let's just say, and people are coping better. But 3 months, far too soon.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, thank you. I just feel like we, like as a society, nobody really can comment on a topic like this in terms of like whether it's too soon or not, because unless you're in that situation, like grief, we've all had experiences with grief, and to lose your partner so like after 20 years, and then to be able to find someone, regardless of whatever stage, there's never going to be a right time. You know, it's never going to be something that, oh, I'm going to wake up in the morning and decide I'm going to fall for someone after burying my partner. Like, and at the end of the day, like, she spent a lifetime with this person through sickness and health. She stayed with him, you know, to the very, very end. And like, you know, this, yes, I completely understand where the family will be coming from, you know, how angry or hurt they might be, but they should be happy that this person has found somebody that can help her in ways they can't. Like, unless you're in that situation and you've got children, like, I completely obviously understand where they'd be coming from with the kids' side of things as well, because you don't want to be bringing people in and out of their lives after losing their partner. But I'm very sure that that person has made sure that these kids, you know, she would keep that separate for her, you know, from the relationship. But, like, she's grieving, and also if the fact that she's able to have found somebody after a lifetime with someone and be open with that person, and they can help her through whatever she's going through. Like, it shouldn't be anyone's right to say, like, any.
Okay,
like,
can you understand how Barry, who's the brother of the man who died, of this lady's husband, can you understand how Barry is feeling upset, feeling it's far too quick, and the whole family are feeling that way? Can you understand that?
I can completely 100% see from their side, but at the same time, this woman, you know, she has a lifetime ahead of her. She didn't, like, she didn't die either. Now, I know that sounds really, really bad, especially after so soon, but, like, I'm sure her husband would want her to be happy. And if she's found happiness, regardless of whatever stage it's going to be, people are always going to have comments. People are always going to give out, you know. If she's
okay, but they mightn't feel the same if it was 5 years down the line, for example.
But that's 5 years of her life. You know, that's 5 years of her life put on hold, grieving. Like, this man was obviously sick for some time, and she stuck by him, and nobody knows the conversations they had. Nobody knows why he might have wanted her to move on. I read comments saying that she was having an affair with him when he was dying, which is totally ridiculous to me.
But it's an understandable assumption that people might make, because suddenly she's loved up after 3 months.
But no. Like, if you've known somebody who's lost somebody as well, like, and they've been in a situation similar, and they have been able to come out of the hole of that dark hole of where you're stuck, and everyone else is moving on around you. You're stuck in that hole of grief and pain and hurt. And you can actually, if you can find someone who can help you out of that, if that's what you need, why should anyone comment on that?
I have to be honest, if it were my sister, let's say, or my brother in the situation, I would be worried for them getting into relationships on you, because...
Okay, so say, for example, your brother is married, mm-hmm. And let's say, God forbid, he was to mm-hmm. pass away, and within 3 months then his wife is dating somebody else. Would you be angry?
I'd be concerned for my nephews.
Why?
I'd be concerned. I don't know. I would just be concerned because they've already had so much upheaval. If they found this out, it's another layer that could be very upsetting. I would be concerned for my nephews. I would also...
Like, a lot of people are... I'm reading Jessica. I mean, I'll talk to her in a while. She's saying it's disrespectful towards the partner's family. Should
but
you
it's
have
not... The family aren't the one rare in style.
Yeah.
It's not disrespectful. But I can understand why people would feel that it's disrespectful. Kind of like, oh, well... It's probably people are thinking this mentality.
Well, you should be a grieving disposable. Widow dressed in black for a couple of years.
No, everybody deals with grief differently. For me, it definitely, I can tell you now, 3 months, not a hope. 4 months, not a hope. Possibly even a year, not a hope. More, not a hope. I just know my... But then again, I say that I'm not grieving. Grief changes your brain. It does change your brain. What mm-hmm. I would be worried
and
about...
And as I said, Casey, this lady had a long time to prepare for her husband passing. He'd been sick mm-hmm. for quite some time. So it's not like it came as a bolt out of the blue. It was something that they'd all been prepared for.
What I would mm-hmm. be worried about is she using this new relationship as a distraction or to deflect from her grief? Because that's not good either. You have to deal, and any therapist or any psychologist will tell you that it's not good to bury your head in the sand. And now, maybe that's not the case, but if it were my brother, let's say, and he lost his wife, or my sister was married and she lost her husband, I would be concerned if they started going out with someone else. Listen, if they're happy, grand, that's great. But I would be concerned about for how long before the reality hits them. How long are they deflecting? It's like using alcohol as a mm. you know, distraction. When reality creeps in and the reality hits, happens then?
I reckon though reality hits you, like would hit them, like you lose a partner, it's there. It doesn't go away. Like straight away, you're on your own. Do you know what I mean? It's a shock. But I feel like if this person had time, or these people had time to prepare for his death, you know, she's already been grieving his, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, it's coming.
That's exactly the point that I was making. This is slightly different than her husband suddenly dying in a car crash or whatever.
I know that, but we just got a message there from Darren, and Darren is writing what he's saying. So he's dealing with his own grief. He lost a loved one 10 years ago, but still badly affected to this day by it. But Darren says, as long as this woman is not facing her grief, which she is obviously not doing, I don't believe she's facing her grief. for it to be in a relationship with three. And to have told people three, so if they're together 3 months and she's already told people, I suspect then they must have been together for maybe a month or two longer, possibly more.
Do you believe she was having an affair as well?
No, maybe not necessarily having an affair. You don't know what conversation was had between her and her husband, but if they're at the stage where she's telling people she's seen someone new, I'd imagine the relationship, it, as in she hasn't just started seeing him this week. Let's put it that way. So it's probably the last month, at least month. So my concern would be for actually, you know, her mental well-being, as in, is she facing the problem?
Well, I would have thought getting into a new loving relationship would help her mental well-being. This person that she's going out with could have been a tremendous support for her.
Distracting yourself from something, using something as a distraction so you don't have to grieve or process something, that's very, very dangerous. And to me, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist, but maybe this is a form of distraction, and I would be worried for someone's mental health if that's the case, when the reality does creep in and you have to face the reality of, Jesus, he's really gone. Because if she's not facing it now, it will hit her one day.
Let me go to Ross. You're on Opinions Matter. Ross, how are you?
All right, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Ross. Well, is 3 months too soon to be dating somebody new?
Look, I was just listening to Katie and that other girl there. Like, I agree with a lot that both of them said. We don't know the conversations that she had with the husband. She was obviously dealing with it a long time. One of his last wishes could have been for her to move on. You know, and as Katie said as well there, like, you're setting yourself up for this for a long time. You know it's coming. So maybe they had those conversations in his last few weeks or his last few months. But I kind of do think that, like, when you're looking at it, 3 months, it is a little bit soon. But then again, you don't know those conversations. You know, you don't know what was said behind closed doors.
And can you understand why the brother might be a bit angry? He said in his message, "I'm beyond shocked, hurt, and angry."
Yeah, well, I you can
Is it any of his business? We are talking about his sister-in-law.
You can understand his, look, I'll just say this, right? Opinions are like arseholes. Everyone has one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's going to have, no matter what she does, he's going to have an opinion on it. Whether it was a year down the line or 2 years down the line or now, he was always going to have an opinion on it. I actually think it's none of his business.
Because, as we said, it is his sister-in-law he's talking about.
He has the right there to be worried about the kids and stuff. But if the kids are being looked after and everything is fine, the kids aren't being neglected, she's not forgetting her duties as the mother, like, why can't she be happy? You know, we don't know what she went through with the husband.
No, we absolutely don't. No, I agree with you. It could have been going on for, you know, they knew she was dying for, or he was dying for a long time. He battled cancer for a long time. So his death didn't come as a shock.
No.
But you still think it's none of the brother's business. He should mind his own business.
It's an awkward one, isn't it? Like, because at the end of the day, he is family because she was married to his brother. He does have kind of his opinion should be valued a little bit, being family.
One of the questions that he asks, and this is what I want to throw at our listeners and find out what you think. He said, would anyone else feel the same? Should I tell her how I feel? Should he?
I don't think. Like, if he says that to her, then that's just going to cause a lot of issues between her and him.
Okay,
like,
what good
would it be for him to turn around and tell her, oh, well, I don't think you should be with someone? He has no right to tell her to be with someone.
And ultimately, all that's going to do is lead to a big falling out, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And the family will end up falling apart. The kids might not see their uncles, the grandparents, whatever. You know, at the end of the day, it's not his position to turn around and tell her who she can date and when she can date. You know, if she feels ready, then she feels ready. Like, I personally, looking at it, she's also
his sister. And if my brother passed...
Sister-in-law.
No, the woman who sent this message is his sister.
No, brother. Brother, Barry, yeah?
Oh, I thought it was a woman who sent it.
No, it's Barry. Barry's his name. We're calling him Barry. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Barry, sorry, it's his brother, so he's entitled to have his... I thought it was a woman who sent it. I don't know why I thought it was. But he's entitled to have his feelings as well.
Yeah, okay, he's
valid,
entitled to have his feelings.
He's also grieving too.
But
he's
should
lost
he
his
say
brother.
To his sister-in-law, I'm sorry, my brother is hardly cold in his grave and you're out dating. I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Should he say that? It's none of his business.
No, he probably shouldn't say it. No, but I would definitely be inquiring as to the mental look. You're in a relationship. Is this a form of escapism or are you okay? Do you need a bit of help? I would be concerned that this is escapism.
I don't even think he should say that to her.
Well, nor do I. I think he should mind his own business.
Because if he walked off, he walked over and said to her, "Oh, are you sure you're grieving? Are you sure you're over grieving? You know what I mean? Like that wouldn't be a good thing to go over and say to her either. That's what basically just saying I don't think you should be.
Okay, well, stay there for one second, Ross, because in just a moment I'm going to be talking to somebody who believes it is totally disrespectful to be dating somebody so soon. Darren has been in touch with us.
Yes, everyone grieves different. But she's just using this as distraction, as a replacement for her husband instead of dealing with the trauma. I've been there, except I've used work as a replacement.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
I'm not too bad, Adrian. I'm just kind of boiling here listening to that. That woman, she's a bit of a tramp, to be honest with you, if she's going off.
Ah, here, relax there, for God's sake. What's she doing?
Bryce, you're talking about it.
She's just hopping, opening her legs straight away. Your man's not even cold in his grave yet. Like, how many months is that? Jesus.
He died at the end of March. So, so what? Should she
April,
be,
May, June.
Should she be a grieving widow for, and if so, for how long?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying act like a grieving widow, but at the end of the day, I mean, why would you jump straight back into the dating scene? She should be off focusing on other aspects of her life or focusing on herself and trying to get her head right. That new relationship won't last pissing time.
Now, I don't know how long she's known this person that she's now going out with. She could have known this person for years.
She could have been riding him while she was still with her man while he was dying. Stop. That's a horrible part.
No, but that's an awful assumption to be making.
Can we please not use the word tramp to refer to a widow, please? A woman who's not done anything wrong here.
Well, she doesn't give a fuck, obviously, because she's back in the bed. So, I mean, after them amount of months...
Firstly, to be using expressions like that is disgraceful. So the question is, how long should she be waiting, Simon, in your humble opinion? She knew for a long time that her husband was dying. He had a long battle with cancer. So his death didn't come as a shock or a surprise. They were expecting it.
And what was she doing saying, oh, do you know what, he's on his way out, I'll get back on the horse? No, like, it's going to take you 2 years or something. If she's any sort of heart, then it has to mean something, like she's obviously deflecting or something or trying to escape or something. But if not, then she's just a tramp. I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion.
Christ, what the compassion. No compassion, like that, and what a way to refer to speak about women. And that's not the first time I've heard you use derogatory terms like that towards a woman. You obviously hate women.
No, I don't, but I do. I don't think she's right in what she's doing. I mean, was she not there grieving with the family or, you know, going through it with the family or being there? I mean, funerals, all that stuff is stressful enough. How could you be even thinking about... I mean, I'd want a good couple of, like, a year or so, or but, 2 years.
But as I said, Simon, people grieve in different ways. She has had a long time to grieve because she had known for a long time that her husband was dying.
Yeah, but come on, even breakups are a form of grief. Are you back in a relationship the next day after you break up with someone? I mean, I know this is worse, but still... I mean, the point is that, like, I mean, you need to give yourself time and give the family time and all. You need to adjust. I mean, if she wants to shag off away from the family, that's fine.
But so if that was, like, your, God forbid, your sibling who passed and their husband or wife, what would you do then in this situation?
I'd be very upset. I'd be horrible. If my partner died, I don't think I'd want to date again for a long, not even for a long, long time.
But again, Simon, as I said, that's you. Different people grieve in different ways. This lady could have known this individual could have been a great support to this lady after her husband died. We all need support, and yet you would condemn her. What does it say to you? Does it say to you that she never that she mustn't have loved her husband?
She doesn't give a fuck.
Well, she doesn't give a fuck at all. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel about it. I feel like, I mean, it doesn't take you 3 months to grieve. It takes, I mean, you can't just
and
get
that's
over
where I would. Believe that she's not grieving properly. I believe she's not grieving properly.
How long was she with him?
20 years in total. They were married 12, but they're together 20 years.
Here, you don't just get over somebody in 3 months.
No, I do. I don't agree with name calling, and I don't agree. Maybe I'm not as strongly on as what you are saying, but I do agree. I think 3 months is very soon to kind of move on and be intimate with someone else. Just for me personally, everyone's different, each to their own, but 3 months to me is just, it seems very quick. And like I said, I would be concerned about her mental well-being. Is she taking it in, what has happened? This,
obviously she's taking it in. She's had a long time to prepare for
it
this.
It doesn't matter how long you prepare for. Nothing prepares you for the person you love dying. Nothing.
No.
Okay, stay there for a second, Simon. Our number is 0858252626. Just in time terms, Simon, how long should somebody wait after their partner dies, in your opinion?
I think, well, even a year or 2 years or something, but not 3 months, 4 months. Jeez, no. Especially after 20 years, I mean, Jesus, it'd be a lot longer. Because you're always going to be thinking of them or have the memories, or she could be lying in the bed with that partner and say his name is Johnny and the other fella's name is Adrian, and she goes and says, "Oh, Adrian, I love you." I mean, Jesus, it's not going to be that easy. She's going to have issues in that relationship, so it's not going to work whatsoever.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 0858252626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jen?
Hey, lad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jen. Simon is saying 3 months is far too quick. He has no respect for this woman. What's your view on this?
First of all, the terms he was calling her, the names he was calling her, absolutely vile. But I just want to make the point, she hasn't moved this man into the home. You don't even know that she's being intimate with him. She may just have gone for a few dinners, and she's now focused on the fact that, look, I have a new friend. It may be blossoming into something else. There may actually be something here. She hasn't said, I've moved him in. The kids are now calling him daddy. And I can tell you, when you're dealing with someone who has a terminal illness and you are watching them slowly die for years, death is actually a blessing. It ends up being a blessing. And that may sound really cruel, but when you are watching the love of your life slowly die in front of you, they are screaming in pain all day long. When they pass away, you can actually breathe a sigh of relief.
And this is the point that I was making earlier on, that she had a long time to prepare for his passing.
There's no right or wrong way to grieve. Again, I saw in the comments people were like, oh, and she's not being there for her children. And where did it say that?
No, it didn't say it anywhere.
From what it sounds like, this woman has gone on a few dates with a new friend and it may be blossoming into something else, and she has that right to do it. Now, if she was, again, bringing this man into her home and into the marital bed and making the children, you know, meet this new man, that's a different story. But what we're talking about right now is a mother and a wife and a woman who spent God knows how many years caring for her husband who had a terminal illness. And if you've ever been around somebody who has a terminal illness, again, death is a blessing. Mm.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I know a lot of people look at it in that way. So this guy, and we're calling him Barry, that's not his name. This is the brother of the guy who died. He's annoyed. He's shocked, hurt, and angry after finding out that she's already seeing a new man. And he wants to know whether or not
That sounds like he's projecting. Like, I'm sorry, that sounds like he's not dealing with his own grief in a healthy way. He's focusing on other people and what other people are doing. And she probably just mentioned it in passing, that she's gone for a few dates or had a few dinners with this man. It doesn't sound like this man has been in her home. I'm sure he would have mentioned that if that was the case.
Yes, I'm sure he would have mentioned that.
I'm sure he would have. So we're taking it that she's gone on a few dates with a new friend who's been somewhat of a support to her. And you know what? His family and his brother are probably still bringing back horrible memories for her. And this new friend may be a way that she can actually just be herself again.
And I'm concerned about some of the comments, like even from you, Katie, saying, saying you'd worry about her mental health. The fact that she's going out with somebody new. That's a ridiculous statement.
Because if she's telling people that she's seen this guy.
But it was probably a flippant remark, like just an in passing.
If she's actively telling people she's seen this guy, then it's not that she just met him this week or last week.
Telling her brother-in-law, who he said that they are very close. She probably said to him, I'm going there for dinner. I have a new friend.
Listen, I could be wrong. I think it sounds to me like a form of distraction from the reality. That's okay. But if I was her friend or her family member, I'd be concerned about her. I wouldn't be concerned.
A distraction from reality would be
absolutely
during the day and going out and doing absolutely insane things. Going out for dinner or on a date with a man a few times is not a distraction from reality because her children are a living reminder. I'm telling you, she has two children with this man.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is,
living reminders of what there, she has
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I would imagine escapism. That's what I think.
That's allowed because it's healthy.
Let me ask you that.
It's healthy at the moment to help her get through, but when reality comes crashing in and she has to eventually deal with
it.
Reality crashed in when her husband got the cancer diagnosis.
Listen to me. You asked me a question. If that's the way she will continue and she's happy and that's how she's going to handle it and it's sustainable, that's great. Somehow, I don't think this soon. I think it's probably a distraction, which, fair enough, if it's working for her now. But eventually reality will come kicking in. And when that reality comes knocking, it's going to be very hard for her.
Sorry, say that again, Jen.
That's something that she will have to deal with if and when that happens. But as of right now, she's not moving this man in. She's not getting remarried.
No, absolutely not.
She's not getting a stepfather. There is no right and call.
What do you say to this message, Jen, that just came in about you? And it says, is Jen taking the piss? Projecting. He's seeing his sister-in-law go off with a new man. How else is he meant to feel when he's still upset over losing his brother? Stop trying to justify her behaviour. What do you say to that?
Is she bringing him into the marital bed? No. Is she bringing him around her children? No. Is she, flaunting him around the town? Like, look, everybody, look at my new life. Oh, we're getting married. We're eloping. The children have it. I don't know what planet people are on, but if that was a man who had lost his wife and he had started to become friendly with a woman, I don't believe that the same terms and this whole you're taking the piss.
I actually think
it'd be worse if it was a man.
I think people would be more judgy if it was a man.
No, absolutely not. My grandfather remarried my nana about 6 months after his wife died, and that was the norm. And
my own grandfather, the exact same. He married my grandmother within a year of his wife dying.
I know a man who lost his wife last year and has been in a relationship for about 10 months. So, again, it's not that he's bringing this woman into their home and she's now new mammy or anything, but they go on their date every Friday night or Saturday night, and they go for dinner, they go to the cinema, and she's been a lifeline for him.
And a support. And that was the point that I was making a couple of minutes ago, that this man may well be a great support for his new partner. Let me bring in more opinions on this, and there's lots coming in on 085-825-2626, like this from Nolene.
Hi, guys. How dare that man call that woman a tramp? How fucking dare he? How does he know that she's even having a sexual relationship with that other man? How does he know these things? He's no right to call any woman a tramp. Secondly, it's her that at the end of the day turns the locks on the door and is on her own. The brother-in-law has his family. Everybody else has their family. She's the woman that's on her own with two children. You know, missing her partner of X amount of years. And no matter how long you know that they're going to die, you're never prepared for death. How dare he call her a tramp? That's just disgusting. He should hang his head in shame. personally, she's one that's on her own. She know, at the end of the day, she owes that family no loyalties when you think about it. She was just married to their brother. Their brother is dead. So she's technically a single woman. The only connection she should have with that family, you know, is the kids. She could be a right so-and-so and not let them see the kids and make life difficult, as many families have gone through. Yeah, 3 months might seem, you know, very short, but at the end of the day, as I said, she's the one at night sitting on her Todd while everybody else has their partners. She should be happy. She should be allowed to be happy.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, you're annoyed with what Simon was saying, like a lot of people.
Well, yeah, just more of the use of his language and the implications he was making. People are saying it's 3 months. It's not 3 months, though. It's been however long since the diagnosis. And if he was in a severe decline for, I don't know how long he was holding on for near the end, could be 6 months, could be a year. That's how long, like, you know, the woman has had, you know, to sort of come to grief that he is effectively dead. Yes, he's still there, but you know, if you've ever seen somebody waste away from cancer, they're a shadow of their former selves. I mean, this could lead into another topic about, you know, euthanasia laws, because I don't think anybody would want to see anybody suffer, you know, wasting away. It's heartbreaking to say, it really is.
So, do you believe that it is any of the family's business?
I mean, they can have their opinions, but ultimately, it's none of their, none of their business. Probably sounds a bit too harsh, but it does fit, unfortunately. Yeah, like, yeah, they can't tell her that she has to be, you know, walking around wearing a black veil until someone has, somebody says, right, you were together 20 years, married with 12, carried one, multiplied by four, divided by six. And, right, yeah, after 3 years, 9 months and 4 days and 14 hours, you can start dating again.
Which is ridiculous. Simon, let me just go back to you for 1 second. Basically, what he is saying is there are no rules around this, and you shouldn't be judging this woman for dating somebody new. It is wrong for people to judge, because people deal with grief in different ways.
All right, I'm going to respond to him, but I'm also going to respond to your woman's voice note as well. First and foremost, yeah, obviously this kid's there. I'm sure she has other family and friends support. She's obviously, if she's vulnerable and she's thinking, I'm finding new love or finding a new man or whatever, she's obviously writing him. You know, if she's that insecure, if she feels that lonely, I'd say she's writing. And he's just as bad for even going near her after 3 months. I mean, how could you be in a good place in your head after 3 months? I mean, you all go on about, toxic relationships, this, that, and the other. Yeah, if you're not right in your head, you're not going to be right in a relationship. Obviously, get your shit together first.
But again, that is you dictating how somebody should feel after 3 months of grief. We all deal with grief in different ways.
Oh, it's just gone just like that after 20 years. And what, did she not have a relationship with the family? And what about the kids as well? I mean, I'm sure when she sees those kids, she sees him in them. I mean, come on.
Well, of course she does.
So why would you bring more pressure on yourself and bring yourself back into the dating game?
Okay, Robbie, basically he believes that she is putting pressure on herself by going back on the dating scene.
Well, I literally just said it hasn't been 3 months. It's been whatever number of years since the diagnosis. As I said earlier on Facebook, she could have gone through the five stages of grief, like fully completed the five stages of grief, you know, to the point of acceptance. She could have had talks with him. He could have said to her, I want you to move on. I don't want you to be, you know, sitting for, you know, months on end alone.
Well, look, I mean, if that's the case, if the way you're describing it is, then she might as well have left him when he got the bloody cancer. I know that sounds horrible, but that's the way you're describing it.
Sorry, Simon, now you're talking stupid. stupid. Now you're talking stupid. No, that's a stupid comment to make.
Oh, it happened. You said it happened months before the man died. So, I mean, come on.
It could have happened.
Where's the respect from her? Where's the respect from her? Why isn't she turning around and just focusing on other aspects of our children and on ourselves?
Did you not hear what I just said? I said maybe he said to her to move on, in which case she is, in a roundabout way, respecting his last wish.
It's like, I know, but the way it's going, it's like, oh, my partner's popped his clogs, now back on Grindr, Tinder, or whatever.
No! That's not right.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's talking to you.
Let me ask you then, Robbie, this particular man who contacted us, he asks in his message to us, how should I tell her how I feel? Should he tell his sister-in-law?
I don't think he should tell her. It was his daughter. Yes, she's going to be wrong for probably a long time. But they should have been getting through the grieving stages, for as long as the wife was. The message said that he was wasting, he was sick for a long time. We obviously don't know how long.
He described it as a long battle with cancer.
When it
gets on with cancer, it does hit a point literally where there is no hope. There's always that time when it's like, it could go into remission, but then you hit a certain threshold where the doctor will say, no, now all we can do is make them comfortable. At which point then you have to start the grieving process and accept that the person is effectively dead.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to just squeeze in a few more calls on this. Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
I am good.
Well, Ed, this lady is dating a new fella 3 months after her husband died, and the family, particularly her brother-in-law, are not at all impressed with this. What's your opinion?
Well, I don't blame, especially the brother. Like, it is too soon.
Says who?
Well, there's me, and says everyone that may have this opinion. Because if I would, God forbid, to lose my partner, I would be grieving for years.
So,
and
it's Barry, the brother-in-law, who contacted us, and he asks, should I tell her how I feel? Do you think he should stick his nose in and tell his sister-in-law how he feels?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, she was dating his brother, so he should.
But it's
if that was me.
You would?
Yeah.
And say what? Like, what should she say? What should he say to her?
Just how he felt. Like, look, I felt disrespectful. I felt disrespected. The way you've dated someone else after 3 months, it really had upset me. That's what he should say. And Barry, if you're listening, that's what you should say.
And then Barry gets told to piss off and mind your own business by his sister-in-law, with whom he's always had a great relationship, to quote him. Then there's a rift in the family because Barry stuck his nose in where it wasn't wanted.
My fear would be then he wouldn't lose any kind of communication or access to his niece
by sticking his nose in.
Whatever. That would be my concern.
By sticking his nose in. So I don't know what's to be gained, Ed, by this guy sticking his nose in.
So if that were your brother or sister who passed and it was their partner, you would say something, would you?
Yeah, because like honestly, that's someone close to you. So why wouldn't you, like?
Because everybody is entitled to move on with their lives. You obviously believe that she should be a grieving widow for a couple of years.
Oh, if you truly love someone, that's speaking from my point of view. If you truly love someone, and God forbid if I lost my partner, I would be grieving for years, because me and my missus known each other ever since we were 14.
And that's fine, and that's understandable, but as I said, people deal with grief in different ways, and this lady has had a long time to prepare for her partner passing away.
That's the other thing. Like, why would you prepare
because he had cancer and they knew he was going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, mentally.
This thing of preparing, I don't think he can prepare.
I agree with Katie there. Like,
I don't think anything prepares you when they're there.
How can you actually prepare for that? Yeah, I agree with you there.
No, I agree with what Jen said earlier, that it is a release for a lot of people when they finally die. And it's not to be cruel or to be cold about it, but when you're watching someone suffering in pain, like my grandmother, I know it's not the same. My grandmother had dementia, and oh God, it was hard watching her in the end. It was really hard. And God forbid, God forgive me saying this, when she died, I kind of felt, oh, thank God she is not living this life anymore. You know, as heartbroken as I was, it's different though with a partner when it's you, someone younger and everything else. But it still doesn't prepare you for the loss, though.
Okay, but the bottom line is, Ed, if this was you in this situation and we were talking about your brother or whatever, you would say it to her. You would stick your nose in.
Yeah, because, like, at the end of the day, you're dating someone close to me, so why wouldn't I?
All right, Ed, thank you. Let me bring in Emma.
Sorry, but is nobody else thinking of her? Just could have been seeing him the whole time, and now, unfortunately, the husband's dead, and I'm sure she's devastated about that. But no, perfect opportunity to continue her relationship with the affair. It seems very quick to just go out and meet someone randomly and start up a new relationship if there wasn't something there before.
This whole thing of jumping to the conclusion that she was having an affair before the husband died is ridiculous.
But the fact that this is somebody she could have known for years. I know they might not have been having an affair, but I can understand why people would think that, because the news is out that they're together. People might think, did they wait a couple of months after he died to announce it? Listen, she could have had a conversation with him and been seeing this guy before. With his full consent. He could have said, listen, I can't make you happy at the moment. I'm not up to much. Go and find happiness somewhere else. And he could have urged her and implored her to go and find happiness with another man.
We might never know.
We'll never know.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.